SBS Radio.
Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt ħabbar 2 miljun u nofs dollari fuq 4 snin fondi għall-edukazzjoni u trattament tal-uġieħ kroniku. Dan qiegħed isir kif rapport li ħareġ f'April li għadda sab li l-uġieħ kroniku fl-Awstralja jiswa lill-ekonomija fil-pajjiż iktar minn 150 biljun dollaru fis-sena b'dik il-figura mistennija tibqa' tikber. Kif naraw dan ir-rapport dawk li jgħixu u jaħdmu b'din il-kundizzjoni jgħidu li dawn il-fondi huma pass fid-direzzjoni.
Chronic pain is pain that lasts normally for more than 3 months. In a lot of cases, the nervous system is continuing to send pain signals that in my case weren't necessarily valid, but you still feel that pain. And chronic pain in itself can come in many forms from many different conditions.
Di kienet Sarah Fowler li ta' 20 sena kella l-ewwel dijanjosi tagħha ta' uġieħ kumpless kroniku meta kella biss 12-il sena. Sarah, studenta tal-inġinerija, tgħid li waqt li kienet tbagħti minn uġieħ kroniku qabel dan ma kellix dijanjosi uffiċjali s'issa.
I've probably had chronic pain since mid-primary school. In year 5, I ended up in so much pain that I was in a wheelchair. Unfortunately, I still wasn't diagnosed, but was able to make a recovery due to the efforts of the support that I had around me. And then in year 7, I again ended up in a wheelchair, but with much more serious pain.
Tispiega sera fiktar dettal.
The first instance was triggered by an injury, that pain then continued and then spread. And the second instance was I was unwell and in bed for a couple of weeks with the flu, and I ended up having pain start in my ankle and then just spread from there.
Carol Bennett hija l-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv ta' Pain Australia, organizzazzjoni li taħdem biex ittejjeb il-kwalità tal-ħajjiet tan-nies li jgħixu b'uġieħ kroniku u dawk ta' madwarhom. Hija tgħid li l-uġieħ kroniku jaffettwa il fuq minn 3 miljun Awstraljan, b'nofs dan in-numru huma nisa li għadhom jaħdmu.
Traditionally, we have tended to think that pain affects older people. This is not a condition that affects older people, quite clearly. Pain can affect anyone. We're talking about children, even, adolescents, young people, right through the ages. And obviously, it has a big impact at the end of life as well, with 1 in 3 people in residential aged care experiencing pain.
Skont rapport ta' Pain Australia dwar l-ispejjeż li huma involuti f'din il-problema, in-numru ta' persuni b'uġieħ kroniku huwa mistenni jola għal iktar minn 5 miljun persuna sas-sena 2050. Intant waqt li bosta Awstraljani għaddejjin minn dan l-uġieħ, Sarah Fowler tgħid li ħafna nies ma jifmux dan il-kunċett u ma jifmux il-kundizzjoni partikolari tagħha.
There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with me, and if it ever inhibits me or I am in a lot of pain, people don't understand, and that can be really difficult.
Kważi nofs dawk li jgħixu bl-uġieħ kroniku jibgħatu wkoll minn ansjetà u depressjoni, u huwa maħsub li dan in-numru se jitlaq għal 2.3 miljun ruħ sas-sena 2050. Dawn il-persuni jieħdu madwar 8 tim barra mix-xogħol meta mqabbla ma' dawk li ma jibgħatux minn uġieħ kroniku. Dan jiswa wkoll il-flus madwar 2.7 biljun dollaru fis-spejjeż. Sarah Fowler tikkunsidra li l-anfisa bħala mara xxurtjata li għandha l-familja tagħha li tista' tiffinanzja it-trattament kontinwu tagħha u anke vjaġġar.
There was a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of trying to find specialists that then didn't work, and going into hospital and doing MRIs and those sorts of things. It all adds up really quickly. And then when I was having to go up to Randwick, we were having to do that trip up and back to Sydney quite often. That took my mum off work.
L-uġieħ kroniku huwa ta' spiża ikbar anke għal pajjiż. Il-figuri jissuġġerixxu li sewa lil ekonomija Awstraljana il fuq minn 139 biljun dollaru s-sena l-oħra, b'dik il-figura mistennija tkompli tola għal iktar minn 215 biljun dollaru sas-sena 2050. Intant is-sistema kurrenti ta' trattament għandha wkoll xi problemi ewlenin. Carol Bennett minn Pain Australia tgħid li partikolarment dawk li huma fiż-żoni reġjonali għandhom ftit jew ebda aċċess għal speċjalisti tal-uġieħ kroniku. Intant anke dawk li jinsabu f'żoni urbani bħal Sarah Fowler minn Canberra ikollhom jivvjaġġaw biex isibu trattament jew inkella jdumu jistennew żmien twil għalih. Carol Bennett minn Pain Australia twiddeb li l-problema hija ħafna iktar diffiċli għall-indiġeni Awstraljani u l-immigranti.
If you live in the regions of Australia in rural and remote areas, almost impossible to access best practice care. If you have then on top of that a language barrier or a cultural barrier, that creates even further difficulties.
Anke meta wieħed ikollu aċċess għall-kura din mhix neċessarjament il-kura adattata. Carol Bennett tajt li r-rapport sab li fil-biċċa l-kbira tal-każi it-tobba jippreskrivu pilloli għall-kontra l-uġieħ avolja din mhix l-aħjar prattika.
For many people it's about relying on prescription medication. For many of them it's opioids, and we know that 70% of all GP visits result in a pain medication. And we know that that's not best practice. It's not recommended for long-term chronic pain.
Fis-sena 2017-2018, 823 Awstraljan huma maħsuba li mietu kawża tal-użu inkorrett ta' mediċini preskritti. Il-Gvern Federali wiegħed $2.5 million fuq medda ta' 4 snin għall-edukazzjoni u taħriġ f'dan is-settur. Dawn huma addizzjonali għall $4.3 million impenjati fil-budget federali biex jiżdiedu l-arfien u s-servizzi għall-Awstraljani fiż-żoni rurali li jibgħatu mill-uġieħ kroniku. Carol Bennett tajt li l-miljuni pleġġjati huma t-tweġiba għal problema ħafna ikbar.
It isn't enough. It's never going to be enough when you're this far behind the eight ball. But what it will enable us to do is raise awareness in the community about this issue and enable people. We want to see our investment go towards creating a one-stop shop type option where people can go to find out about chronic pain.
Sarah Fowler tajt li jgħid it-tama li jkun hemm bidla ħafna iktar fit-tul.
I would like it to be a priority. I would like to see that the people in power, the people that make all the decisions, not only see that people are suffering and they need to help those millions of people in pain, but see the fact that it's hurting our economy, and the reports show that. And yes, it's going to take investing now, but that money will mean a lot.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.